from Ringler, this is Ringler Radio, a podcast where we keep you current on the latest news from the settlement industry, updates on nationwide litigation, trends in the legal and insurance industries, and everything in between. Ringler has been helping injured people and their families since 1975. So when it comes to objective settlement solutions, the consultants at Ringler are your go-to experts.
Welcome back to another episode of Ringler Radio. I'm your host, Matt Ross. One of the hardest transitions to make in the settlement industry as an injured party is going from the workers' compensation system of care to privatized care post-settlement. One of Ringler's partners, Ametros, provides a service called professional administration, which takes away a lot of the transitional burden from the injured party. Today, my guest is Johnny Meyer, Vice President of Strategic Partnerships, and he breaks down how Ametros helps their members through this transition. Let's listen in. Johnny Meyer, welcome back to Ringler Radio. So great having you here.
Matt, thank you so much for having me. I am so excited to be a part of another recording of Ringler Radio. It's been a great journey that I've been able to be a part of, with the Ringler team. So thank you just for having Ametros share the platform with you all.
It's our pleasure. So as a quick reminder for our audience, could you give a quick background on not only yourself, what you do at Ametros, but what Ametros does in the marketplace as a whole?
Absolutely. As you had mentioned, Matt, I am the VP of Strategic Partnerships over here at Ametros. I've been with our company for just about 9 years, and I primarily work with our structured settlement broker channel of business, such as the Ringler Associates of the world, and really just trying to help grow our respective businesses together. But also I oversee a lot of our high-level client relationships with some of our key partners throughout the industry. So that's more so just about my role. And I'll share with you now just a little bit about Ametros and, you know, how we're really helping the injured party navigate the complexity of the medical world post-settlement. So, you know, we were founded back in 2010. So we essentially play the role of the post-settlement healthcare advocate for the injured worker. So Ametros, we're the nation's largest professional administrator of medical insurance claim settlements, and we help individuals manage their ongoing, future medical care through our professional administration service, which is known as CareGuard. So we provide this service for these members is what we call them. So they're able to then access our savings that we're able to provide them on their future medical care in the event of a Medicare set aside that requires annual reporting to Medicare. We also take the administrative burden off of them. And then we handle all of that, you know, annual reporting on their behalf. So then they can just simply worry about treating and then allow us to then just act on their behalf. But ultimately, what we're doing is saving them money on all of their future medical care. And then we're also working with the other, you know, parts of the settlement process. So with the insureds, with the employers, with the plaintiff and defense attorneys, with the structured settlement brokers and Medicare, just to ensure that this is the most seamless experience for the injured party, just to ensure a smooth transition onto our CareGuard platform for them.
Okay, yeah. So you guys obviously do a lot in what you deliver to your members. So let me quickly sum this up for our audience, if I could be so bold as to say, and make sure I have a firm understanding of it too. You essentially help transitions injured parties, typically resulting from a workers' compensation injury, from the workers' comp system while their claim is open to post-settlement medical care. They need to make sure that they're still getting their same prescriptions, maybe an injury that is lagging, is something that just doesn't go away, they have to treat and maintain over the course of the rest of their life, that you're helping them with those treatments from a provider's network standpoint, a prescription cost standpoint, but also a reporting standpoint, if their claim happened to be involved with a Medicare set aside where they have to report to Medicare that they're doing the appropriate treatment because Medicare doesn't want to pick up that bill. Did I get that right? Did I sum that up correctly?
You did get that right. You basically summarized everything perfectly. And yes, we were, you know, essentially just providing that value in the post-settlement world and creating that seamless, you know, transition onto our CareGuard platform. They've been so accustomed to receiving either their adjuster support or their attorney support. Mm-hmm. So we want to just provide that continuation of care without any sort of lapse, you know, in treatment for them. So yes, you got it down pat.
Excellent. So since we have worked together for a few years, I hear you say a lot of times that self-administration is your biggest competition, meaning that people are self-administering their own care, self-administering their own reporting to Medicare if necessary. It's basically doing your own taxes in a very complex manner, right?
Yep.
Why do you say that? And what do you mean by that? What do people need to understand that? Why is that your biggest competitor?
Yeah, and that's a great question. So, and thank you for listening to what I've said over the years to capturing that. I appreciate that too. Yeah, I would say ultimately, you know, it's really not any of the other companies that are in our space that is acting as our competition. Really, yeah, the biggest competition for professional administration as a whole is injured workers that settle their case and they opt to take the money and do whatever they want with it. So, you know, I would say we're the biggest professional administration company in the country by far. And we have close to 25,000 members that actively treat on our CareGuard platform. But that only makes up close to 10%, I would say, of the settlements throughout the industry. So there's about 90% of the folks out there that are opting to self-administer. And a lot of these are just, you know, individuals that are not aware that that a service like ours is really out there. And I'm sure, too, that can oftentimes be a challenge for a structured settlement consultant, is just making sure, you know, everyone has a good, thorough understanding of what both of our services entail and how that will benefit the injured party should they opt to utilize it. So, you know, really to combat, you know, the self-administration epidemic, if you want to call it that, you know, we've really taken it upon ourselves as a company to, you know, be active in educating injured workers, their attorneys, different plaintiff bar associations, PNC carriers, self-insureds, TPAs, just everybody involved in the settlement process. We've really ramped up our efforts just to provide them with as much education surrounding our services as we can, just so then they have all of the information to make the most informed decision regarding their settlement options for them to kind of consider before moving forward with, you know, again, such a major life-changing decision related to their future medical care.
Absolutely. And it's one thing to really talk about this in theory, about what it is that you do and how you do it. It's another to really dive into an actual story of one of your members. And I know we were talking offline before this, and you mentioned a story about Lauren. And I was hoping you could maybe take a couple of minutes to share with our audience about who she is, what she went through, and really how Ametros was able to help her get through a pretty trying time in her life.
Yeah, absolutely, Matt. And, you know, Lauren Murphy's story is one that I'm very happy to share with you all in the audience about, because it's truly just it's a remarkable story of, you know, someone overcoming all odds against them and kind of rising back to the top of, you know, where, you know, they were, you know, previously before everything. So, you know, we had the pleasure of hosting Lauren Murphy and her mother, Colleen, at one of our recent company meetings over the summer. So, you know, they had both shared a little bit about the story with us. And, you know, this was about 10 years ago was this accident that Lauren had went through. Her mother got a phone call asking, you know, how are you related to Lauren Murphy? And then, you know, that was a good indicator right there that she was in some sort of accident or there was something that was going on. So, excuse me, Lauren was on a work trip and she had gone for a morning run. And while she was, you know, putting her AirPods in, was on that run, listening to her favorite tunes, there was a car that approached her going close to 50 miles per hour, made contact. She really had no time to react, flew straight up in the air and, you know, her head ended up hitting the windshield. You know, she went flying close to, you know, 25, 30 feet or so. And when she got to the hospital, she was in very, very rough shape. She had had to go through four different brain surgeries. And in one of those surgeries, actually had to have her entire skull replaced. She was in the hospital for about 130 days or so.
Wow.
Had doctors just telling her she would never walk again. She would never understand spoken words. She would never be able to read. Would never be able to write. Basically, having a doctor tell you all the things you're never going to be able to do again. And, you know, just having this weigh on your mind, on your family's mind, when you're going through a settlement process, it's your head's just spinning. You're trying to make sense of everything, not only the personal side of things, but also wanting to make sure that, you know, as a parent, that your child and her future are going to be taken care of, that all of her medical needs are going to be met and taken care of.
Of course. That,
you know, basically they're not going to have to worry about anything if they decide to move forward with such a life-changing decision. So then that's when we had met and our services were introduced and, you know, it was a huge weight lifted off of, not only Lauren and Colleen's, but the entire family's shoulders, in terms of then having to, you know, have everything transition over to us. So then, you know, Colleen can be there for Lauren and then their entire family. Because, you know, another thing that I didn't share with you too was in that entire 130-day stay in the hospital, Lauren had, you know, siblings at home, Colleen's, you know, children. And she was away from them this entire time just to be there for her daughter, Lauren, on the road to recovery. So, you know, again, really, when we think about it, it's not just the injured individual going through something like this. It's then impacting their entire family. And it can kind of then be very time consuming. And this can really just fully absorb your entire life and just handling all of these, you know, medical needs and making sure that Lauren's getting everything she needs related to her future medical care. So, you know, happy to report too that I had the pleasure of hearing Lauren speak to our entire company at this past company meeting. You know, she was sharing with us just a little bit about her background. She was joking with everybody, just finding humor in the situation, you know, and just hearing exactly, you know, what it was these doctors were telling her and then seeing her, you know, kind of do each and every one of those items, you know, in front of us. It was just really breathtaking to see someone go through what they did and bounce back so strongly like Lauren did. And, you know, I think a lot had to do with not only just the medical care she was receiving, but I'd like to think, you know, we're fortunate as a company to have been involved in helping someone like Lauren, someone that's just so genuinely kind-hearted, like her mother too, Colleen. You know, it serves as a great reminder as to why we do what we do each and every day, why we got into this industry, why you got into your industry, Matt. It's just, we have a chance to make an impact and actually help injured individuals, help their families, help people that are just truly in need of our services. So when you got to hear something like that, it truly just, it left a very lasting impression, just a story like that from Lauren.
Yeah. No, it moves you. I mean, it's a story of really a miracle, resilience, the partnership that you're able to establish with her and her family to alleviate some of those burdens that come with a catastrophic event like that. So just thank you very much for sharing that. I think it really makes it real that the services that you provide, that Ringler provides, helps people at the end of the day get back on their feet and move on with their life.
Definitely.
So, really appreciate that. So if we could sum all this up into one or two takeaways for our audience about Ametros, Ringler, because you can definitely have professional administration by itself. You can have a structured settlement by itself. But when they work together, it makes it for a powerful tool to move somebody from a settlement to the rest of their life. So what's a couple of takeaways our audience needs to hear from you about that?
Yeah, and thank you, Matt. I would say really ultimately, if you're thinking about it, you know, we're in this industry because we want to help injured individuals. We want to provide them with the best possible options to ensure they're going to have a successful financial future and that they're going to be able to pay for all of their medical needs that come up. So I would say really, you know, just by packaging our services together, so taking professional administration and taking a structured settlement and presenting that as an option to the individual or to their attorney, you know, that we truly feel is going to give them the best possible financial outcome and ensure that they are going to have the most settlement money to cover all of those future medical needs that come up. A former colleague of mine, actually, too, he had written an article just about how structures and professional administration are really the perfect pair. You know, it makes sense to be pairing them together, just like, you know, Jordan and Pippen and peanut butter and jelly and Bill Belichick and Tom Brady, you know.
Or Herbert and Harbaugh, if I may be so bold to suggest.
Yeah, we can go with that too. That remains to be seen. But yes, some of the more guaranteed, you know, proven pairings that we've seen.
Fair enough.
You know, it just seems like, you know, when a claim does settle, when there's funds that are set aside specifically for medical expenses, you know, we've seen just how powerful the combination of structuring the medical and then incorporating professional administration. They can provide just truly exceptional benefits for everybody involved in the settlement process and ensure that they are going to have the most settlement funds available for them to cover all their future medical needs. So, you know, I'd say out of those 25,000 members we do almost have on our CareGuard platform, close to 90% of those cases are structured. So that right there tells you all of our partners, all of our clients, they truly are starting to see the benefits of bundling our services together too. So that's very exciting for us to see.
Well said. And before we go, I'd be very remiss to not give you an opportunity to kind of share an exciting announcement. We're recording this episode in January of 2024. Ametros just had a massive announcement that just came out. What do you want to tell our audience?
Yeah, no, thank you, Matt. And this is some super exciting news that we have over here at Ametros. And we are so happy and so proud just to share this incredible update with you all and with all of our clients, with all of our partners. So, you know, having been here from the ground level up when I was about the 10th person on board here, now seeing us approaching 200 or so and more, Ametros is actually being acquired by Webster Bank. So Webster Bank, they're a longtime partner of ours, both as a lender and holder of the deposits for Ametros. And we truly feel that, you know, Webster Bank is such a great fit for Ametros and everything that we're doing over here. You know, them being one of the top U.S. banks and one of the largest HSA administrators, you know, we truly feel that the sky's the limit for what we're trying to accomplish over here. You know, just the fact that they also share the same vision of us is, you know, wanting rapid growth while also continuing to serve all of our clients and members without skipping a beat. You know, it's hard not to be excited about this new chapter for Ametros, for Webster Bank, and, you know, also just happy to have a great partner like Ringler to be along for a part of the ride too with us.
Yes. Congratulations to you, to Ametros. For our audience, if you want to learn more about Ametros, we're going to include information to get in contact with them in our show notes. But I just want to say thank you very much to Johnny Meyer for taking the time out of his day to talk about this today. Appreciate it, Johnny.
Thank you very much for having me, Matt, and thank you to all of our listeners as well, too.
If you're a fan of Ringler Radio, be sure to like and subscribe to the show on all the major podcast platforms and follow us on LinkedIn and Facebook. We'd also like to thank our Ringler Radio sponsors, American General Life Company, MetLife, Mutual of Omaha, New York Life, Pacific Life, Prudential, and USAA. To learn more about adding professional administration to your settlement plan, contact your local Ringler consultant by locating them at www.ringlerassociates.com.
Ringler Radio is a production of Ringler Associates. All of the opinions expressed by the participants of this podcast are their own and do not represent any legal, tax, or financial advice from Ringler Associates. For more information about how to work with Ringler, visit www.ringlerassociates.com.